Andy Caldwell. Here's
Hello,
what
Katie.
I'm going to say. Even with a cold, you're gorgeous. So there's that.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
I can't find my microphone, y'all. I'm sorry.
It doesn't sound terrible. So
Okay, good.
you're a little echoey, but not. I mean, it might not translate to a big problem.
It lives in a cabinet and it was sort of in my way. And I remember thinking, I'm gonna put it right here. And I don't know where right here was. I live in 580 square feet. I'm not sure how this happens,
And
but
yet, here we are.
it's where we are.
Look, I have left my coffee in the microwave and thought I lost a coffee mug more times than I can count on one hand.
Boy.
So,
Good times.
happens to the best of us.
Good times.
So, Mandy, tell us about your week.
Just had a fabulous week.
Okay. We're recording late, by the way, because we both have had some stuff,
No, I was
especially
just thinking
Mandy.
like where we left off last week, what was happening, and I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Trying to think what I did over the weekend. It's gonna be a great podcast,
It's going to be
y'all.
great. We're here for it.
Let's see. I think Susie and I went to lunch and did a little shopping, which
Love that.
you should really go shopping with your best friend from the fifth grade. Because there's really nobody else who, when you say, pull out a pair of jeans and are like, what about these? And they go, no, God, what is wrong with you? You know, there's really just not anybody else on the face of the earth who can really do that for you, quite like your fifth grade best friend.
Correct.
And then Susie and I have always been Mutt and Jeff, because I'm like 5'8", and she's 5'3", maybe. I don't know.
I feel
She's
that.
short. And so she was trying on some suits because she needs some suits. And she says from inside her dressing room, I may need to go online because they didn't have it in petite in the store. And so I'm thinking it's going to be like a borderline situation. She opens the door and looks like she's wearing Shaquille O'Neal's suit. And I about fell out laughing. It was so fun. So anyway, that was fun little shopping excursion. But I really, other than that, I don't really think I did much over the weekend. And then I had to leave. Oh, I know what we were doing when last we met. I was supposed to be getting an IUD
Indeed.
on Thursday. That did not happen. And the nurse practitioner's suspicion was that would be because I have fibroids. So I got there for an ultrasound on Monday. And indeed, I have fibroids and an ovarian cyst.
Welcome to the club, ma'am.
Listen.
We have
So
t-shirts.
we are going to wait 6 weeks and have a follow-up ultrasound and see where we are. But yes, so that was the journey of the early week, which delayed me headed to South Georgia for depositions, which is where I was Tuesday afternoon and yesterday. So I got up Tuesday morning, drove to Tifton. When I left the house, Frederick has decided, about every third time he has to be in the crate, he's decided to just absolutely pitch a fit. And
Freddie.
he doesn't bark ever, except when you leave him in the crate about every third time. And then it's not exactly barking. It's more like screaming. The first time I heard it, I immediately rushed back inside because I thought obviously his leg is stuck in the crate and he is dying. It is so dramatic. It is ridiculous. And he had done it a couple weeks ago, went to dinner at some friend's house on a Saturday night. And when I got back, I have a like towel laid on top of his crate, and I have like all his various toys, you know, feeding toys sitting on top of it, including a bowl that I got years and years ago. A friend gave to me back when I still had Etta, and it's so cute. It's like brightly colored striped bowl. And when I got home that Saturday night, he had had such a fit that he had like moved the crate. He had pulled that towel down like through the top of the crate. And I thought he almost broke this bowl. And what I should have done then was take the bowl off the top of the crate.
Indeed.
That is not what I did.
Nope.
So when I left Tuesday morning, he was pitching a fit. And I thought, oh boy. And sure enough, when the pet sitter got here that afternoon, he had managed to pull everything off the top of the crate, including the bowl, shattered my bowl.
Oh,
Womp,
Freddie.
womp. But yeah,
Freddie
so,
Freeman.
but he's been, bless his heart. We woke up at about 4:30 this morning, went outside at about 6, and then he has let me know. Then we had, I'm sorry, we went outside at about 5, and then at about 6:30 he made me take him on a walk. But once I did that, he's been good. So we literally have been lying in the bed all day.
Is he one of those dogs that can kind of sense when you're not feeling well or?
Oh no, I hadn't had him long enough to really tell how empathetic he is. But he loves lying on the bed, so as long as you're lying on the bed, he's in. So
Happy to clam.
I didn't have the heart to put him back in the crate last night when we went to sleep because he usually sleeps in the crate, but he spent a lot of time in the crate the past 2 days. So he slept in the bed with me tonight. So it'll be interesting. I mean, last night. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight when I put his butt back in the crate.
I have a feeling they'll be screaming and hollering.
Listen. Anyway, so the depositions were good. It's always, I was just observing. I wasn't taking or defending. And so that's always a fun place to be because
Yeah.
you can listen and take notes. I walked in yesterday morning. Well, I spent Tuesday night with my other best friend from childhood, Allison. And y'all, she has a karaoke machine in her car. Y'all can't see
Seems
Katie's face, but she's confused.
I'm wondering how that's not distracted driving.
Well, she didn't. She wasn't driving. We made her 16-year-old drive us around.
Which is the only reason I think there is to have children is that eventually they can get you beer out of the refrigerator and drive you around places.
We went and had Mexican food, and Allison ordered a margarita, and I ordered a Patron margarita.
Love it. Bougie.
Y'all, it came in a Patron bottle.
Stop it.
The entire bottle was full of margarita.
Did you bring the Patron bottle home? You know, those
So
things are
Addie asked
hand
me
blown.
as we were leaving, Addie's like, "You're not gonna take the bottle?" I was like,
Those things are hand blown glass.
"I do not. What am I gonna listen? What am I gonna do? Put it next to
That's
my
true.
microphone I can't find?"
That's true. That's true.
So anyway, we had had some margaritas, and so when we get in the car, she's like, Allison's like, "Look what I got."
Karaoke time.
And listen, when I tell you we proceeded to spend the next hour making Addie drive us around while we
No, you
sang car karaoke,
didn't.
and she did it. God love her, sweet Addie.
Sweet Addie.
So
Like, you could have been home in what, 10 minutes, but you spent an hour in the car singing car karaoke.
we headed home.
Okay.
And then it was a good song, so we're like, "Wait, you got to make the loop around the neighborhood." So she made the loop around the neighborhood, and then Allison's like, "Oh no, go on that way." So the next thing you know, we're just driving around, and because listen, there's lots of good songs out there.
Yeah.
We listen to a lot of like Bell Biv DeVoe,
Oh, the
Salt and
classics.
Pepper,
The
like
classics.
oh heck yeah! But then we also had to flip to like the Eagles. So we could harmonize, because a bunch of Moultrie girls like nothing better than harmonizing together. Now, when we went back and listened to the videos later, Allison was like, "Why'd you have to video it? Why could it have not lived in our
I was
heads
about to say,
where we
where are
sounded
these?
really good?"
Where are these videos?
Girl, we deleted them immediately.
Stop it. Oh no.
Oh,
That's a
so
party
anyway, that's
foul.
fun. Yeah, so that was good. And then the depositions, I walked in yesterday morning and the court reporter says, "Your mama taught me at R.B. Wright." So she and I were chatting. She said, "And I had your daddy too." So we were chatting a little bit. Then we had some deposition. And then we were having a break. And she and I started chatting again. And I said, "Well, if you had my dad, were you an acapella?" For those of you who may not remember, we've talked about it before, but my dad was the choir director in Moultrie. And the name of the choir is the acapella choir. And it is like a big freaking deal in Moultrie. And she was saying, "No, I was too scared of your daddy. I had him that one year he was at the junior high when Miss Wright was gone, but I was too scared of him. I couldn't sing in high school." Anyway, so she and I are chatting about that. The woman whose deposition was being taken did not grow up in Moultrie, but has lived in Moultrie like her entire adult life. And so, I mean, so I didn't know her because she moved back to Moultrie about the time
Yeah.
my parents left. So she didn't know who I was. I didn't know who she was. But so Carrie and I are talking, and this woman overhears something about the acapella choir, and she goes, "Oh, well, my son was a serenader and an acapella." And we were both like, "Okay."
All
So,
right.
Carrie, I keep talking about something else. And finally, Carrie was like, "Well, yeah, Mandy's Dr. Caldwell's daughter. Y'all would have thought she told that woman that my father was the king of the world."
Jesus himself.
I mean, she started going on and
Oh.
on, and to the point I was blushing.
Oh.
We're in this room with like an 75-year-old lawyer from Tifton who doesn't know about any of this,
Nothing about nothing.
a young girl lawyer from Marietta who sure doesn't know anything about it. She grew up in Macon, went to Central, graduated from Mercer undergrad. But anyway, and then Mike, my old boss, who knows everything, so he and I are just cracking up laughing. But the best was at the very end though, because Carrie, the sweet court reporter, said, "Well, I had your mama and your daddy for teachers, and I have to say, your mama was my favorite." After this woman had gone on and on about what a legend my
I
father was.
love it.
Yeah, it was great. But and then I started in the middle of the deposition, I had to like excuse myself to go do my inhaler. I could feel it going on. And as I drove home yesterday, I was like, "Oh God, this is not gonna be good." But I've tested negative for the vid. I will
That's
test
good.
again to be sure, but hopefully it's just a little cold. But what's been going on in your oh, I did have one thing on the
You
list
do
that
have one thing. I don't want to miss it because it's a good one.
Have y'all seen the guy, the Nebraska quarterback,
Who's precious?
who is pretending to be Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, it
It
is a little creepy on some levels, don't
is
you think?
the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Right? He shaved his beard the same weird way that Mahomes wears it,
His hair
his
is kept the
hair.
same. He wears the headband. He did last week. They were showing him like Mahomes before every game, like runs down to the end zone and says a little prayer and then like jumps up. The kid was doing that.
So I think that it started because they do favor each other in some ways. Like the hair was always the hair. And they have kind of the same coloring. And they're obviously both really good quarterbacks. But I think he's leaning into it. But it switched from funny to a little creepy.
I agree. It's weird.
It is weird. But he's killing it out in Nebraska. So,
Well, good for him, but that's
okay. But he
weird.
can do whatever he wants, I'm sure, as far as they're concerned. But it has switched over from, "Oh, that's really funny," to like, now he's still doing it. Like, it wasn't just a bit for a one-time kind of thing. Like, he's still,
Yeah, it's weird.
yeah, it's not a Halloween costume. It is a way of life now.
Y'all check him out. And then just baseball update. Braves just won their game this afternoon. They just
Really?
killed the Reds like 15-3 or something. Excuse me. But they are currently, I guess maybe after they finish that game, they're 1.5 games behind the Mets.
And that's for just the wild card, right?
Just gonna look for the last
Yeah.
wild card spot. But the good news is the Mets are playing the Phillies. So go Phillies.
I mean, that I know that was hard for you to say. If you
Yes,
could
it
see her
was.
face, I mean, she said it with sincerity about beating the Mets, but with disgust about saying the Phillies.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
So yeah, so they're playing the Phillies, and then I don't know how many games that is, but I guess they must leave Philly and come to Atlanta. So we play the Mets.
Oh, so there's still hope.
There's still hope.
Slimmer and slimmer, but there's still hope.
Yeah, it just, and the only reason it's really slimmer hope is just because like we lost to the Reds last night. And we just cannot get people in when there are runners in scoring position. It's just Orlando Arcia, our shortstop, has the lowest batting average in the majors when
Chewy.
there are men in scoring position. That ain't gonna get it done. So
Nah.
we'll see. There's still hope. There's still hope that a fire may be lit under their butts and they could do it, but it is not looking good. So,
We'll see. And the other question is, will they be able to stay, even if they make it, are they healthy enough to survive
well, the good
very
news
far into
is
it?
if they make it, their pitching is such that, Chris Sale, although who I will say, there were some tweets today noticing that his fastball velocity was down. Which is always concerning.
Very concerning.
But assuming Chris Sale is healthy, they've got him. Assuming Max Fried can be Max Fried, they've got him. Spencer Schwellenbach, the rookie, has been really good. Charlie Morton, who, pitched game, no, what I can't remember. He pitched in the World Series with a broken leg.
God love
Like,
him.
and he won a World Series with the Astros as well. Like, he's been there in October. He knows what's what.
Yeah.
And then Ronaldo Lopez may come back, maybe. And then Ozzy's currently doing, you should go see Ozzy. Ozzy's playing in Gwinnett this week. So they expect him back. Yeah. They expect
Okay.
him back with the big Braves by the end, maybe by the weekend. Today's Thursday.
Today's
I don't
Thursday.
know.
I may have missed him.
You may have missed him. But so, he's coming back. And then Austin Riley was going to be like, maybe he was suspected. He was suspected back by the end of September.
Which, I mean, we're getting close to that.
So if we can get into the
We could get there,
playoffs,
yeah.
and we're actually getting some people back. So. Now, will they be themselves when they come back? Is the question. Ozzy's usually pretty good about immediately popping back in. Riley usually takes a little while to warm up, but Matt Olson has warmed up. The big bear, Marcell Ozuna, has been in a slump, but he finally hit another home run last night. He now has 100 RBIs on the season. So, if everybody can get sort of slotted back in, it's.
Then you never know
Yeah.
if we can't
Baseball's
get there.
weird. Yeah.
Yeah, baseball's weird.
Kumar Rocker started again today for the Rangers. Go,
Kumar.
Kumar.
Yo, Kumar. We love Kumar.
I do love Kumar.
I am averse to anyone with the last name Rocker.
Oh my
So
God.
every time you say it, I like draw back a little bit.
Listen, they're not even cousins.
I know they're not even cousins, but
His
just the
daddy.
name.
Well, this will change your mind. His
Oh.
daddy was an All-American defensive player at Auburn University.
Look at that. Tracy Rocker.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Well, and look, it's not, it's just if
I
I
know.
didn't know the other rocker so well,
I know.
it would not be that visceral because I watched Tracy Rocker play. I mean, he was one of the Auburn greats. There are things named after him, and he's wonderful. So I love Tracy Rocker and that rocker family, but it's just hard to hear that name and not go, oh, different one, different one.
Yeah,
So,
I hear you. Well, what's been going on with you this week?
well, I just wanted to take this opportunity, Mandy. I can't believe we haven't said it yet because you and I feel the same way about this thing. But I saw a and I need to get her name for y'all. She's really funny, Mandy. You might be able to call her name up, but I wasn't able to find it online quick enough. She's a caterer in Oxford, Mississippi. She's on the Today Show all the time. She's got the best accent. She's super fun. She has great recipes. I need to find her and share her with y'all in my next, maybe next week if I can find her. If remember to write it down when I find her. But she was in the Home Depot and was ranting about the mini versions of these and like who needs these things in their life. And I was like, Mandy and I have not warned everybody yet this year.
Antoine's.
No, Mandy, it is worse. It is cinnamon broom time. And
Oh.
I don't know who the hell, may probably nobody that listens to this podcast is a cinnamon broom fan.
Don't hate cinnamon broom.
I hate those damn things. They
I know.
stink. They're horrible. No, nobody wants to walk in your house and see a cinnamon broom. I don't have allergies. They make me sneeze. Maybe they'd clear your sinuses up. Maybe
Oh
you need
boy,
a
maybe I should
cinnamon
go get
broom.
one.
Go sniff a cinnamon broom at the Trader Joe's. But like y'all don't. Anyway, so there's your yearly warning. If I'm coming to your house, which I mean, I don't leave my own house, so it's probably pretty unlikely. Just put the
Put
cinnamon brooms
the
away or ride off on it. I don't know. It's that
burner
time
on.
of year too.
Or just park it somewhere Katie can take off on it when
There we
she
go. There we go. I ride one around. It's just not a cinnamon one. Of course, I watched College Game Day in full this week because I have canceled my DirecTV subscription and gone to Hulu.
Did you
And
hear they did do a Pablo Torre finds out on
they
that?
did. And finally, I think everything's settled, but it's too late. I'm gone. I don't want to have to do that every year. It's just too much of a hassle. So, deuces, DirecTV. They keep sending me emails about coming back, and I'm like, y'all screwed it up. I'm done. But we, I feel like, have hit a new low, and it's that Pat McAfee fed Nick Saban a tomahawk steak on air.
I will have to say
Like,
that one made me laugh.
it made me laugh too. And then I went, oh God, we're one step away from Nick taking his shirt off at this point. And they were in South Carolina. So, you know, Pat McAfee took every opportunity to say the word cock in every way and every iteration he could figure out. And he wasn't talking about the chicken.
It's like a teenage boy.
It's worse. It was just crazy. But it was like, look, I do like their chemistry very much. I think I said it and I believe it every week. I want to hate those two so much, but I just can't. I like their chemistry. I like, other than the feeding thing, that was a little much, but whatever. So there we go. Just a few things from the college world. FSU and Florida are the dumpster fires of the college world in football, and
If we knew how to do it, we would insert Taylor Swift's Florida.
yeah, they're a wreck. They're on fire, literally.
Right.
Yes, but I don't know how to do that, and I don't think I have enough money in my bank account to pay Taylor Swift to use her sound. Although I think she would like us. She likes football. Norvell, who is the FSU coach, who at this point it would take like $70 million or something crazy to buy him out of his contract. The Norvell press conference, and I still think Somebody pulled the fire alarm. But he was in there facing the music after his third loss to an unranked team.
Like this was like a year ago.
No,
You're
this was this
recording
year.
late. I feel like this happened 3 years
I
ago.
know, I know, I know. But he, like, the whole press conference ended with a fire. And that is so, like, on brand right now for FSU.
I mean, listen.
My Florida friends are desperate enough. Their buyout's only 14 million, and they're desperate enough they would take Lane Kiffin at this point, if that tells you anything about where they are in their season. Manager tried to bait Florida. Oh my gosh. We are so technologically advanced that we pull it up on our cell phones and hold it up to the microphone.
Don't even know where the microphone is.
I know you missed, so I don't know either. We can't even get that right today. Oh, so anyway, the state of Florida is having a moment, and okay. So it'll be interesting to see. What I can't wait for, what I hope they both last for, is the Florida FSU game, because if both of those coaches are still there for that game, it will be. The jokes will be aplenty. So I
Yes,
hope
they
game
will.
day goes and watches it. I mean, wouldn't that be hilarious if game day showed up for the worst game all the time? I mean,
I saw
anyway.
something that said about FSU. Well, they complained so much and filed a lawsuit. Did we talk about this already? Because they weren't allowed
I think you
in
and
the
I have. I don't know if we have on here.
Because they weren't allowed in the playoffs when they won every game. So I guess now they're going to try losing every game, see what happens.
Or I saw one too that said FSU sued when they were 12th in the rankings to get in the college playoffs. What about when they're 120th? I mean,
Lord.
woo. But look, I've lived through some stuff with Auburn, so I mean, I feel bad for the fans because I know what that's like. 3-9 one year, 3-9. Woo. And I'll be surprised if FSU gets to that, but we'll see. Auburn has a new quarterback, and he did great. We won the game, so I was really glad to see it. He was a little nervous at first, but once he settled in, he did a great job. They showed videos from the student section of when, because nobody knew who was going to start, when they put his picture up on the Jumbotron, everybody went nuts. Like, thank you, Lord, for making that change, because coaches in the past would have not done that, and we would have just lost everything the rest of the season. But I'm glad they made the change. I hope it takes a little bit of pressure off the other guy, and lets him kind of get his act together, maybe. But this little kid did great, so we'll see how it goes. The best game of the day, though. Well, the best game of the day was the South Carolina LSU game. South Carolina came so close. That was a great football game, but what I really was very excited about was that Georgia came so close to losing to Kentucky. Like, the basketball University of Kentucky almost beat Georgia and they dropped in the rankings. And that just made me, like, all of my Georgia friends are very quiet this week. So I'm just gonna revel in that. I have not been barked at once.
Have you seen anything? I don't know that you probably don't follow any. I watched or I listened to Kelly Stafford's podcast, Matthew Stafford's
Yes.
wife.
Yeah. Former UGA quarterback.
They got started talking about how much Matthew hates when people bark at him in public, how uncomfortable
It
it makes
is so weird.
and how when somebody yells "Go dogs" at him, he's like, "Okay."
Well, now I will, if I see somebody, because there's so few and far between up here, if I see somebody with an Auburn shirt on, I will not yell, but I will say in passing at the grocery store, War Eagle, and they're usually so shocked that somebody will say it to them that they're like, oh great, you too. But I the barking is just weird.
Matthew's just so funny though, because he's like, okay. He's like, I don't know, it's weird. What do you say?
Weird. Well, you just say go dogs back, I guess, is what the hope is. But I'm not barking at anybody ever.
So funny.
Whew. So that was kind of a, it was a wild day in college football, as it always is. Every Saturday is just crazy. So we'll see how this week goes. The big game this week is Tennessee, who's doing really well this year. They've got a great quarterback. Is I
Ooh.
know we don't, that's the ugly orange. We don't like that orange. They're going to Norman, Oklahoma and playing the Sooners. And I'm gonna say Boomer Sooner a lot.
Absolutely.
So College Game Day will be there. It's so that'll be a good day. Good day, good
Yep.
matchup. So Boomer Sooner. Outside of the world of college sports, our fella, the guy that we adore, Flava Flav,
Yeah.
was at a women's field hockey event and met Jason Kelce, our other favorite fella. And it was the cutest thing. I mean, it was just, they're precious. And so those two continue to not disappoint with their positive male energy and their girl dad vibes. And of course, Jason was there supporting Kylie. She's coaching and amongst everything else she is doing,
Right.
you know, she's coaching high school, I think, right? High school field hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really, it just warms my heart. The love of train for Flava Flav is still going. So
Absolutely.
there's that. So we are recording on Thursday. We're, like I said, we're recording late, but I didn't have class today. I had one class instead of three today, but I went into school anyway because we had the Committee of the 100, which is the big donors. So the muckety of the mucks at Candler. But they're all very kind. They're very sweet. They're all, you know, I would say they're all retired. We'll just put it that way. And one of the, you know, I can talk to a brick wall. So I always like to find the little old man who's by himself or the little old lady who's by herself and go talk to him. Well, I stumbled upon the Reverend Dr. McCoy. And I saw his name tag and I said, Dr. McCoy, it's nice to meet you. I'm Katie. I just wanted to come introduce myself and say thank you for all you do for Candler. And he said, I'm the real McCoy. And I was like, you are now my
Oh
favorite person.
boy. Here we
Favorite,
go.
favorite person. And then he looked at me and he said, you know, they had like a buffet line for lunch. And he said, I'm looking for somebody to go start the buffet line with me. And I said, Dr. McCoy, you have come to the right place. And so we went and we were the first two through the line. I like held his little hand. You know, I love an old man so much. Oh my gosh. And so we went over and, you know, we made our little plates and I helped him find his table. And so anyway, the real McCoy just made my day today. He, well, there were other things that we talked about, but I'm not going, I was debating whether to say it or not because it's about the church where I serve, but I think I'm gonna refrain. So that's been my week. I've just been, you know, doing schoolwork, reading about Jesus, having a great week at Candler, and watching a lot of college football. That's all I do. Yeah,
Wait.
it's a great week. A great week. So, Mandy, do you have, and look, because you're not feeling well, because you've been out of town, if you don't have anything for food for us, then that is, we are a place of grace.
The only thing I was thinking about is I made myself some chicken noodle soup.
I love that.
You know, it's the worst thing about being an adult is you have to make your own
Your
chicken noodles.
own chicken noodle
But
soup.
I kind of have it down to a science of how you can make it really quickly. So I
Okay.
thought maybe I would just share my little quick chicken noodle
I love
soup.
that. I will take notes as you do.
Listen, thank you, Katie.
Of course.
So you just buy yourself a rotisserie chicken, and then you just decide what else you want to put in there, depending on how you're feeling. If you're feeling, and if the beauty of grocery delivery is you can now just go online and get yourself some onion and some celery that's already been cut up.
Yes, I
You
love
don't have
that.
to even do any chopping. If you feel up to chopping your own, you may do so, but you just put your onion and your celery in the pot and little olive oil and get that soft. And then while you're taking the chicken off the rotisserie chicken, and then I usually use like a whole box of chicken broth and just let those kind of simmer for a little bit. And then I like to take my carrots and shave them into the, I don't like a crunchy carrot in my
I don't
soup.
either. You
So
said a
I just
whole box of chicken broth.
broth on. And then I just peel the carrot into the soup kind of towards the end and then add like just a handful of noodles. And really whatever noodle you really want to use. I typically use the egg noodles. And then you just let that boil for a little bit. And then, friends, what you want to do is you want to put just a little pat of butter in there. Sort of like finishing a spaghetti sauce, you know, like a lot of sauces just kind of finish with a little butter. Just makes it a little bit richer without adding the dairy, which you probably don't need if you are in my current situation. You can also squeeze a little lemon in it. If you want it to be a little brighter, and then finish it with a little Italian parsley. I know, like what, but it is so key. It just makes it feel that much more elevated. And then you just treat yourself to some delicious soup that you have made for yourself in about 10 minutes.
I love it. That's great. And it's, look, it's got chicken, which we know is our favorite thing these days.
Agree.
So I love that. That's going to be a great, quick thing to do for the winter, especially. I love
Well,
that.
you know, if you're feeling good, there's lots of very labor intensive recipes for soup, but this is like when you're not feeling great and you need some soup,
I'm
this
gonna
will
call it sick bed chicken noodle soup.
perfect.
Love
Perfect.
it. Love it. Love it.
But Katie, tell us about your favorite.
So, it is getting to be a little chilly. I know that you're in Florida, so it probably isn't there, but we've had a couple of nights here and a couple of days that have been, I mean, barely 70. And the nights have been, in the lower 60s a couple times.
You can quit bragging now.
I am bragging to you.
You are.
But and let me also just say that these sweatshirts that I'm about to tell you about and the beauty
A
stuff,
sweatshirt.
yes, it's a fleece pullover. They're very affordable. They are extremely soft on the inside and comfortable. I don't know what they have on the inside of them, but it's almost like it's a fleece, but it's not like a thick fleece. It's the most comfortable sweatshirt I have ever owned. I bought four more. It's 88 degrees. I know, Mandy,
What's
I'm
that? What's the
sorry.
real look at the real feel temperature?
100. I'm sorry, Mandy.
It's all right, continue.
But I can't, so my friend, Casey told me about this and the beauty supply stuff. And I texted her, I was like, I mean, you're like my favorite human for telling me about these. They're the most comfortable thing. They're not very heavy. So when it does get a little chillier for you, if it gets a little chillier for you, like in February, you might want one because it's not real, like super, like I would need a jacket over it if it was 40 degrees or 30 degrees outside.
Yeah.
But it's very comfortable. It is the men's, but it's very, it's, I love it.
Okay.
Casey the other day was like, oh yeah, I even sometimes put on my little summer dress and throw it over the dress so you can wear your dresses further into the cold season. And I was like, this is why she owned a clothing store in Nashville after she graduated from Vanderbilt.
Well,
And
there you
so
go.
she is my like go-to fashionista.
Perfect.
Yep. So that's what she suggested to me, and I have
I'm
bought one for every
looking
day.
at it. And look, it's a you can get a one or a two pack.
Yes, you can get a one or a two pack. They're very affordable. They're very comfortable. Cannot recommend enough.
I'll get over myself here in a minute.
Well, I mean, maybe in February you can order it.
I just was like, I mean, I took the dog out and nearly passed out, and you're
I
talking
know.
sweatshirt.
Well, it's
It's
legitimately in the
yellow.
80s here again too. I mean, it's not right now. I would not put it on right now.
I'm just jealous, that's
So it
all.
is in the 80s today.
Just jealous.
I know,
Anyway,
I know.
continue.
So I'm reading a book right now. I'm not quite finished with it, but it is so very good. And
Okay.
you know that I loved Hello Beautiful, which was a retelling of an old book of Little Women. Wild and Distant Seas by Tara Carr Roberts is the retelling of Moby Dick from the women that were left behind when the sailors went out to sea.
I like it.
And it is generational. It is looks at generational trauma. It is so good. If you remember Moby Dick from high school, I'm not going to spoil anything, but like everybody drowns, except like one person. And that
So
theme is carried over into this book. Like, if the women was
it is,
nobody's ever really dead,
yeah.
this book is everybody drowns.
Okay.
But that's how it happened in Moby Dick, too. So, I mean,
If it's a retelling, it's a
yep.
retelling.
So Ishmael's in it. The his friend that's Spanish, I think, is in it. The ships are the same names. Like, it's just from the perspective of the women they leave behind. And it
Okay.
is very, very good. So I recommend that one very highly.
Got it.
There are two shows on Apple. One of them I watch diligently because I love it. And the other one I just keep on in the background. Slow Horses. We've talked about it. Season two's out. So far, it's very good. So I'm liking Slow Horses these days. And if you like Vince Vaughn, and I do like his sense of humor, I like his cadence. It's funny. He plays a detective. It's called Bad Monkey.
I started watching it too. It reminds me a little bit, I was telling Susie, it's sort of a cross between Burn Notice, which
Yes.
was a show on USA Network, and Justified.
Yes, which I also love.
Love Justified.
With a little weirdness, like monk kind of thrown in.
Yeah.
So it's really good. I was a little skeptical at first because I thought it looked cheesy, but I love it. And I don't know the actor's name, but I love the dad character that's narrating the thing is I love that connection. It's really good. It's just good. I really like it. So try that out. What's on my list right now, which I probably will start here in just a minute, is the Aaron Hernandez drama series, not a documentary.
I started it last night, and I kept falling asleep,
If
so I can't
you,
really give you an opinion on
well, I did you listen to the Pablo Torre episode with the writer? So I
it.
recommend doing that first. I think that sets it up very nicely. And what
And
I
Pablo,
thought was hilarious about the Pablo thing was that he kept saying, "You're spoiling it, you're spoiling it." I'm like, we all know he killed somebody.
right. There's also a
Not
really good,
new news.
there's also a really good podcast about it. And I can't remember if it was like a
Yes.
30 for 30 podcast, or
No.
I think it was football.
I listened to it. It was very good. So if you know nothing about it, I would definitely listen to the podcast and listen to that episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, because this is more of a dramatization and
Yeah.
not the actual, I mean, there's facts in it, but it's a dramatization of the story, not a documentary of the story. So that's what I would suggest is that you
You
do.
know who's playing Tim Tebow?
I've seen the cast, but I don't remember.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh God. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've heard it's good. We'll report back once we've watched it, but that's what's
It's
next on
sort of
my TV
like
watching.
it's by the same people that did the OJ one, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like that.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it.
And I love that. If you've never watched that OJ one, that
Yes.
one was excellent.
It's really good. And that podcast about Aaron Hernandez was really good too. I thought it was very enlightening about, You never want to say that murder's never, well, it was not a justifiable homicide that he did, but I understand him so much better.
Yeah. It's a sad story. He
It is
was
a very
let
sad
down
story.
at many, many turns in his life.
Yes, he was. So I understand him. I don't condone what he did at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's next on the list. I can't wait to hear your take on it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. And then, so the next thing I have, which y'all know, like I have done the same makeup like most of my life. I've just started a skincare routine this past summer. So for my birthday, my friend Casey and my friend Rachel, they're across the street neighbors, and I've known them forever. They were very sweet and sent me this little package of makeup because they know that I either know how to do a full face of makeup or I know how to walk out the door looking homeless. And they're like, Katie, we're going to help you. And so they sent me two things. They sent me a Halo Glow Liquid Blush Wand. And she said to me, just put a little on your palm. And put your tinted moisturizer, which they also tell me which one to get for that years ago, and mix the two together. So it's not as like one note. So you've got a little bit more color and depth to your moisturizer. And I have
Okay.
loved that. It makes me feel not ill when I put on my tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
And then the other thing that's real easy, like I don't wear a lot of lipstick anyway, but like this stuff, it was a Glow Reviver Clear Lip Oil. So it's good for your skin on your lips and it gives you just a little bit of sheen as well. And so I've put those two products on the list as well. So you can look and see. I'm sure you can get them at Ulta. I'm more than sure you can get them at
I
Ulta.
think Ulta's having a sale right now.
They also gave me something else, and I think I know what it's for, but I'm also kind of ashamed that I haven't asked them what I'm supposed to do with it because I don't know. But I'll report back and see. They love me, so they don't care, but I care because I'm embarrassed that I don't know what the heck to do with it. So I'll report back on that last thing they gave me. But these two things are I really like and use on those days when I don't want to do a full face. I'm just, running out somewhere and don't want to look gross.
I got so tickled. I took a lady who was staying nearby who has cataracts and didn't want to drive at night. I took her to choir practice last Wednesday, and I looked about like this. And when I walked in Sunday morning and, had gotten dressed,
Right.
she was like, "Oh, look at your hair and
Right.
your dress is so cute." I was like, "Okay, obviously I need to put a little more effort into Wednesday."
Right. This would
But
do it. Just get you a tinted moisturizer and put a little color in it, and you're good.
so funny. I don't know.
Speaking of that, I haven't seen, I see a lot of my friends from Macon, but some of them don't realize my hair is curling now because of perimenopause. And so I sent one of them a picture the other day. She's like, "What the heck happened to you?" I was like, "I don't know." But it wasn't a good hair day that I sent, just like I'm having a bad hair day today. So I don't know. I don't mind looking homeless. I just, probably shouldn't.
I know.
So anyway, well, what do you have going on? I know feeling better is your top priority. So what is the rest of the week like?
I don't think anything.
Okay, good. You need to,
Yeah.
I think resting for you is going to be key.
Well, listen, I've had no choice today.
Yeah. I mean, it
Literally
was touch
not
and
been
go
able to
whether
stay
we were
awake.
going to, yeah, whether we were going to do this. I appreciate Mandy persevering and rallying.
Well, listen, I needed to stay awake for an hour, so maybe I'll sleep tonight since I forgot to get NyQuil in my grocery order.
Oh, Mandy.
No.
It'll help you get your Z's. Well, we hope you feel better. So that's the
Thanks.
goal there is for you to feel better.
Okay. What about
I'm
you?
gonna well, I'm, the same thing, different day. I'm gonna be watching football. Gonna be doing schoolwork. And there we go.
There you go. Okay.
That's what I got. I
Right.
do think I'm gonna try something different. I haven't. I'll circle back around to the meatballs and give a review next week when I do food. I haven't tried the one with the capers in it yet, but I've got something in my head that I've kind of made before that I'm gonna try. So next week's maybe a little unhinged
All right.
protein dinner, but I mean, I think I got it in my head what I want to do.
But yesterday, so when I got there Tuesday, they had just broken for lunch. And we went to the Milady Bakery in Tifton, which is famous for its donuts. And I was like, I don't know if they have lunch or not, but they do. So we got in there, we walked in there, we were trying to figure out what we want, and we walked up to the counter to order. And they said, we quit serving lunch at 2 o'clock. It was 2:03.
Oh, come on.
They would not make us a sandwich. So we
I will not
left.
be recommending that to our friends at True South that they come visit you.
Right. So we left, and I was Googling. Mike's like, what about a smoothie somewhere? So I'm like Googling smoothies, and there's actually a frozen yogurt shop sort of around the corner. So we go over there and we had a smoothie. But I mean, literally, it was like a Froyo smoothie. It wasn't like a Greek yogurt with fruit smoothie. She did
Right.
use frozen fruit. I did see her pull frozen fruit out of the freezer, but it was still a frozen yogurt smoothie.
Yes.
So then yesterday we were going long and whatever, and I finally was like, why don't we just order lunch in instead of taking a break? Oh, that's a great idea. And he's like, well, I think we should just do the same thing we did yesterday. I was like, absolutely not. I need some protein.
Sustenance. Protein and fiber, sir.
That's right.
All the women in your life need protein and
Listen,
fiber.
can we talk about how hot that room was? That room was so hot. It was awful. Anyway.
There was a doctor this morning on the Today Show talking about, so of course, as I'm not shocked has happened, all these drugs that are helping people lose weight have these knockoff, like I think one of the Kardashian sisters even has like a pill you can take. That's the same stuff in air quotes. And the doctor was like, no, it's not. It's not regulated by the FDA. Don't do it. And they said, well, then what can you do if you can't get those drugs? Because a lot of them are out of stock. Like you can't find
Right.
them, they can't make them fast enough. And the very first thing on the slide for her list of things to do to lose weight was protein and fiber. I was like, I'm doing it.
Y'all can all bite my big fat butt till you
So
find
sick of it.
bone.
I'm so sick of it.
Oh,
But it's
Lord.
working, so there's that.
Good. Good. All
All
right.
right, friends. Well, Mandy, thank you so much. You know, we give you and each other and our listeners so much grace because we love you. And thank you for joining me. I love seeing your face every week. I would have missed it terribly. But I'm glad that you did it even feeling poorly, and I hope you feel better.
Thanks, man. Hope everybody has a good week.
Love y'all.